Kindergarten through 12th grade receive immunizations to protect against vaccine-preventable diseases. This helps protect everyone, children, teachers, staff, and the community as a whole.
Talk to your health care provider to ensure your child is immunized before school starts. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact your credit union for details.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
And then hold it. Somebody didn't participate.
Oh my goodness.
She claims to be a longtime listener. She claims to know the show. She claims to want to be a part of the show.
I can't back it up either.
I didn't hear a female voice when did you hear it, Dan?
Nope.
I didn't hear it.
Did you start it all over then?
You do?
Yeah.
She said she wasn't ready.
Well, if we, you know, well, if we have to start it over, It's somebody's fault in this room. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it till we get it right. Like your teacher used to say.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
She got it. She got it.
Couldn't hear me. Could we start over?
No.
Squirrel gravy.
Oh, squirrel gravy. That's right, lady. Squirrel gravy. Hello, Bernice. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July. Today is Tuesday the 30th. Look at Holly. She just looks like, what? Some things there's no explanation for. We just do them because they're stupid to make people wonder what it means. It is the July 30th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a company that is about to save a lot of people a lot of money over lots of years. North American Solar. More to come. Oh, my goodness. No, stop. You see what you've done, Holly?
I've messed up the whole playhouse.
This is a guy who's flawless on the control board. That never happened.
No.
I know.
Two things you've done to throw him off. You messed up the FM and the cleavage thing. You brought in cleavage today, and that throws everybody off.
Yes.
We don't like that. We don't go for that.
Well, I do like the second part, but it is distracting.
But Dan and I can handle it, but Peon has a weakness.
Yes, I do.
A cleavage weakness.
Sickness weakness.
And so what happens is now he can't, he's not competent on the control board.
My eyes are bad. I can't see it. She's sitting far away.
Yeah, Stan's only complaint.
Otherwise it would bother me.
All right, pick it back. Sorry, Pia. It's not your fault.
Hey!
It's not your fault. Around the room we go. Where we stop. Well, I know. We start with Eon, the Peon, the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
All right, not in any particular order, not even clockwise. The female voice in the room is Holly. Holly, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
I've never even tried squirrel gravy.
What?
Brad Boys, what he wants to share. He heard Holly do her corn cob recipe, corn on the cob recipe. He wants to share a recipe for squirrel gravy where he says squirrel gravy is best when you mix it and blend it with melted what?
Cheese.
Melted cheese and squirrel gravy.
Oh.
Hey, I like cheese and
cheese
I like gravy.
Always,
squirrel gravy cheese.
How could it be bad? Give it up if you would for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. So good.
Yeah.
So good. So good. So good.
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Brought to you by North American Solar. Now, the people who jumped on solar first were the people out west and the southwest for a couple of reasons. One, they have a lot of sun. On that scale of 1 to 6 I told you about a long time ago, the like places like Southern California, New Mexico, Arizona, they're 6 on a 1 to 6, meaning how much in the course of a year, how many days and hours in a day are there of sunlight? They are 6. We're a 5. We're actually a 5 on a 1 to 6. And the people out there jumped on it first, one, because they got a lot of sun, but two, because of actually a couple of reasons, not just one more reason. One is the utility rates, especially in Southern California, through the roof. It's like gasoline. You go to Hawaii or Southern California, Illinois, gas is higher. What is that about than it is here?
I think the taxes are higher.
Yeah, they don't have personal property.
Well, the electric bills out there make ours look like free electricity. So people, of course, were ready, poised and ready to get solar panels, a lot of them. Because it would cut down on the hellacious electric bills they were paying. And that's the whole objective. And because of incentives and rebates they were given to get this stuff into the communities. Well, now those are being offered here. You get an Ameren rebate. You get a federal tax credit. So the solar panels, which if you have an average home would cost you $40,000, you're going to pay, and this is roughly, you pay about a quarter of that, 10, 12, maybe 15,000 of the 40. The rest is picked up in rebates and tax credits. Then when you fire the system up and flip a switch or whatever they do, your electric meter just winds down to a crawl or a halt, depending on how much sun. Now, for those of you who wonder, what if there are 5 days of clouds? Well, for the 5 days there are clouds, you're going to be using the electricity you always used. But how about all those other days? How about all those other days where there's sunlight? And it doesn't have to be bright, clear skies. Sun with clouds, it's still sunlight. It's still going to power. It's still going to produce electricity. And when you look at the course of an entire year, you will pay, the average customer's electric bill becomes about a fifth, a third, a fourth, depending on where you are and what faces what part of the sun, certainly less than half of the electric bill you were paying, and that doesn't change. You continue to pay a fraction of what you would have paid for years, for decades, and that's it. Sun's free. There'll be no change in the sun in terms of when nobody's going to start charging for sunlight. It's free. God just sort of throws that out there as a freebie, like the ocean, moonlight, and wind, and everything else. But you have to have a way to convert it. That's what the solar panels will do. That's where North American Solar comes in. Contact them. Have them come to your house. You'll get a thorough evaluation of your home, how big it is, how many square feet, how much electricity you're using. They'll want to know all that stuff. They'll look at your electric bills, and they'll convert that into future savings. They'll show you exactly what you're looking at. It's pretty impressive. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com. Holly is with us for day three. Let's just give her a round of applause because she's still kind of nervous. Though. Had a bad day.
Yeah.
You got to drive to Columbia. You left at 5:30 in the morning because you have a daughter in Mizzou.
Yes, and she had to move out of her apartment. And
did they kick her out for drinking or?
No, she's
well, that happens. Yeah, college. Yeah.
She's switching apartments. She's moving from one apartment to another apartment.
And you know, the kids don't always tell you the truth. She could have been evicted.
She could have been.
Yeah.
She just told me I had to get there. And we were going to try to paint and do a bunch of stuff, but it all didn't go well.
I can't. I've got a show to do.
That's right. I've got to get out of here.
And how did it not go well?
Well, because we were trying to take some screws off the wall that we had made a table. And you know how that goes. You get the first five, everything goes great. That last one, it wasn't coming out.
I know exactly how it goes because everything I try to do at my home turns into a destroyed wall.
Yeah, well,
a broken pipe.
We can just say safely she will not be getting any of her deposit back after I showed up today. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I saw your daughter's picture. She's really pretty.
She is.
You're really pretty, too.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's very pretty.
Did she stay down there over the summer?
Actually, no. She came back and was a nanny for a while and helped me out, and she went back and forth, but she's leaving for Europe on Thursday, so we had to get it out of there.
Oh,
so.
Nice trip before school starts.
Yeah, you think?
Have you ever posed nude for anything?
I have not, no. That would be
well,
scary.
It's a legitimate question. With all this texting and stuff, it's a legitimate question.
No.
Were you just picturing that in your head right
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
My mind wanders. Now, let me ask you another question, because we used to have a chick that worked here, and we got a big kick out of the fact that she said, for $1 million, she wouldn't kiss another woman on the lips. Which, by the way, we don't buy. We all said if we had $1 million in cash and laid in front of her, she'd be all over.
Not just a peck, a little
like a real kiss.
Yeah,
like a little tongue and maybe. Do you have a price? If somebody came to you and said, we'd like for you to pose for Playboy, and I don't mean like a hustler thing. I just mean, you know what Playboy's pictures
tasteful.
Look like. Tasteful. That's what they call
tasteful
it.
Tasteful nude.
Tasteful nude. Would you consider that for a price? That means yes. The hesitation.
Could I have a lot of airbrushing done? Because
they say they don't do that. I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it either.
They airbrush. Yes, you could.
They'd
have
to airbrush a lot.
Where?
They would. But yeah, for the right amount of money, yeah, I would do it.
That's a good, honest answer.
I thought you were going to ask the other question, the make out with the woman question.
Well, let's go to that. You're not a lesbian, we know that. But
no.
What would you charge to make out for 5 minutes? Just make out.
Ooh, no.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Mm.
There's a price.
5 minutes.
I laid $250,000 in front of you right now. You
30 seconds with a couple of gropes thrown in.
Yeah. No.
Grope. No.
No way.
Wow. No way for $250,000?
We've determined she's 100% heterosexual.
Yeah.
No. We'll accept that.
$500,000?
No.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
For 30 seconds?
$500,000.
$500,000?
Yes.
No. No way.
Wow.
No, really?
With this, no, I'm not buying that.
Okay.
$750,000.
Maybe you don't understand what we're talking about. You doing? We're not talking about anything.
Just nice, passionate
core. Just passionate making out.
No.
Maybe no.
No.
No. No amount of money.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because they claim that most women deep down fantasize about being with another
woman.
What it's
woman. Like. Oh, it's who wouldn't like. Want to fantasize about
Have
that?
You fantasized about it?
No.
You're hardcore hetero, aren't you?
Yeah, and the kissing, ugh. No.
She's hardcore hetero. Hmm. All right.
You can tell by her expression.
Well, yeah. She's not kidding.
Not for it.
Don't hit on her, ladies. She's not kidding.
No. I'd kiss another woman for $500,000.
Dan, you're not a woman.
Yeah.
It couldn't be another woman. Oh. You're not a woman.
Oh, okay.
You're almost a woman because you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
And
you went to a purse party. Yeah. And we'll never let you forget it.
I know.
You came close to turning into a woman.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you turned back?
Yeah.
Really. Well, we're glad you did, too. We don't need two women in here. All right. Here's the deal on our trip to Cabo San Lucas, February 15th. It's a Saturday. Come back the next Saturday, the 22nd. Things are looking real good, folks. Out of 35 rooms, and that's the number of rooms we have to fill to make this trip happen. 70 people, 35 rooms. We get there, the trip is done. We're going. According to the wonderful Julie Wilson, our travel agent, hello, Julie, as of today, based on money she has received for down payment and money that people have said, it's on the way, we're in, we're sending the check. If all those come through, and they probably will, knowing our listeners, out of the 35 rooms, we have 8 rooms left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Don't dunce around with this. If you want to go and you can go, and you have, what the heck is July? You had, what, 7 months to you know, come up with the rest of the dough and be ready. And trust me, by February 15th, the absolute dullest part of the year, that it's not March, it's not New Year's, that's long over, Christmas is long over, everybody's still waiting for May. It's right there in the doldrums. March, February 15th, which, by the way, is my wife's birthday, February 15th.
Oh.
This is my birthday present to her.
Oh.
Thank you.
You must have planned that.
Of course I did. You know, I'm very romantic. You don't know it, but I really am.
I'm starting to realize
that. Can you kind of tell?
I can tell, yeah.
Okay. So that's my wife's birthday, and thank you to all the people who, those of you who 6 months ago called Julie and said, we don't care where they go or when, we're in. You people, you're hardcore. We appreciate that. So you jump on it. If you want the details, a peon has put on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com. And no, you don't have to have a Facebook account, just a computer or an iPad or a phone. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Will you keep it on the front page?
Yes.
And not only is the information about the hotel, the Rio Santa Fe, and all the wonderful things about this resort, which is 2.5 miles from Cabo San Lucas, by the way, the form that you actually fill out is there for you to look at. So you'll kind of see what's required, what we need to know. And just in case, and I don't think this applies to even one couple that may be going with us, but in case somebody's new and has never really traveled and doesn't know this, you have to have a passport, but you have plenty of time to get it. What does that take? 3 weeks?
Yes. And if you've had one for a while, make sure you check the date.
Oh my goodness. We have had in the past a situation where somebody got there and didn't realize their passport was expired, and they had to go home.
Or remembered to turn around and go home. Or looked at it a week ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, that was, I believe, your wife.
Yes.
She had to go to Chicago.
Man, that was a great story.
Yes,
not
it was.
For you. Angela, his wife didn't realize their passport.
She had a passport, but it had expired the year before.
And this is a week before our trip. She had to fly to Chicago. That's where you have to go if you want an emergency
expedited turnaround.
Like within one day, you get a passport, you got to go to Chicago. She jumps on a plane, goes to Chicago, and like literally comes back the next day. Right?
Yes. No,
and
yes.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God you can.
Yeah, but that's the only way. You can't do it here.
And you have to take your information up there with you to let them know when you're flying and when you're going and all that.
Right,
all
depending on how fast you need it to put in order emergency.
Yeah, that was yeah. When Peon called me and told me that. At first my first reaction was, "Oh man, you're not going." And then he said, "Nope." They got on the phone and on the computer and they figured out you go to Chicago and what it took her like 6-7 hours in Chicago to get the pet. Wasn't long after
she got there early in the morning as soon as they opened, waited in line, filled out the paperwork and came back like 3 or 4 hours later they had it.
So she didn't even spend the night in Chicago.
She did the night before. She flew up, stayed the night, woke up in the morning.
So she could be there early.
Yes.
Oh, that, yeah.
Folks, don't even.
No, don't do
don't
that. That's nothing.
That.
Oh, that's hard.
If you don't have a passport, by the way, if you have a passport, please look at it. Look, I'll never forget, and this wasn't that long ago, and this is a whole different deal, but it reminded me of this. You guys remember when I thought my driver's license was expired?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never felt like such an idiot. I for some reason, I just glanced at my driver's license. I thought, holy cow, my driver's license expired. I took the test. I did all this stuff. I got the booklet, and I get there. And after I passed the test, and I'd worried about it, the woman looks at me, she says, can I ask you a question? Why are you renewing your driver's license? It's good for another year. And I looked down at it, and it was.
No way.
And then you got to tell her the truth. Oh, I'm an idiot. I thought it expired. Yeah. Brother.
And then there's someone like me who loses their driver's license at least twice a year, and, you know.
How do you lose your driver's license?
Oh, I'm unorganized.
You're blonde.
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you use it? Have you ever lost your driver's license, Peon?
Never.
Dan, you ever lost?
No, never.
Never?
How do you do that?
No, never.
How do you do that?
I'm bad about putting stuff back in my wallet.
Yeah.
You just like, kind of leave it out? Why would you take your license?
Somebody says,
out?
I need your driver's license. You
like at the
it
bank.
Walk away.
You know, you give it in at the bank and you're they blonde. Give it back. You take the money out, put mm-hmm. the driver's license on the seat.
You're blonde. Yeah. Okay. let's see. Thank you to all the people going with us. And again, if you, I understand not everybody can go, but boy, this deal is a good $1,625 per person. That's $950 per couple less than it was last year.
And Cabo is an awesome
Cabo
place.
Cabo is a great place. There is a there's a dating site, and I found this on TV last night. I forgot what I was watching. What the heck was I watching? It was either, I don't know, country music channel, or there's an RFD. I watch it every once in a while because it's funny to me, some of the stuff they put on. There's a dating site called farmersonly.com. It's farmers wanting to meet other farmers and date them, not just male farmers. But no, but women who are farmers. There are a lot of women, their husbands die, they're left the farm.
Yeah.
And they really want to hook up with another guy that understands farming. I think it's a great, I think there should be a dating site for every category. Geeks, nerds, heavy people, skinny people, tall people, short people, farmers, artists. Why not? That way you're meeting somebody that, you know.
Have a lot in common.
Have a lot in common. You can sit there and talk about the corn not coming in this year. And the other person will know what you're talking about. We had a story on the news here earlier. I heard, Colin Jeff, why is it that Colin Powell is the only guy that I know that calls that name Colin? Colin is not a very attractive name.
No, it's not.
When it's spelled C-O-L-O-N.
But
his name is C-O-L-I-N.
And he says it's Colin.
Yeah.
Every Colin Firth, Colin Fair, Colin Jeffrey, Colin Fair, they're all Colin, not Powell. He's a Colin. Forget that. But I heard Colin Jeffrey on the news talking about these two judges. And apparently, this guy has been convicted of, not a negligent, whatever it is, homicide. And the story was that these two judges went hunting, and one of them OD'd on cocaine on a hunting trip. When I picture two judges going hunting, I don't see a cocaine part.
No.
Oh, no. The best part of the story is the one judge is a drug court judge, and that's all he deals with is people that are in drug court.
Oh, and, that's even better.
And he was around somebody doing it. Oh, was he the one that doing it?
No, he was doing heroin. That judge.
Oh, my gosh.
That judge was doing heroin. The other judge OD'd on cocaine
and died.
And there was a probation officer providing them with all the stuff.
Unbelievable.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that,
doesn't
I just
sound thought, like hunting, but you no. think of a couple mm-hmm. cases of beer.
Yeah, and stuffy conversation.
Yeah.
Remember in the 8th District, that court? no, they're coking it up, and the one guy dies.
So wow. You think that judge who was putting people in jail
yeah.
for drug court.
Yeah.
From drug court.
Those crazy judges.
He's going to be, he's going to have to be in, solitude or something. He can't be put in general population.
Oh, no. They want to get a hold of him, especially a guy in there he put in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday morning on Channel 5, there was a tap dancing demonstration. I'm going to simulate for you. And by the way, I'm not in television. I don't know anything about TV, but common sense just tells me if you're going to have tap dancers on, how about some music? So they had these two tap dancers, and they put down, you know, a little piece of wood. They put down so it makes a noise. This is exactly what it sounded like, and you can, as you can imagine, it didn't look much better because there's no music. How about at least Sweet George Brown?
Yeah.
So they said, okay, could we have a demonstration? And the two tap dancers said, sure. Here's what it was like. I mean, no music. And then they said, hey, thanks for coming by. And, of course, there's no audience, so it's just like, you can hear like a cameraman.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
They had this little square
wooden parquet floor.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, my son called my attention to this, my second son, father of his new baby. This is hilarious to me. There are a couple of companies in the United States, and you can Google and find them. I'm not going to give you the website. These are people who work at zoos. They will send anonymously gorilla poop, a big steaming pile of gorilla poop to anybody you don't like, and they guarantee they'll never know who. You can just put on there from all the people you work with who hate your guts or whatever, and it's real gorilla poop, and you could Google gorilla poop sending, and you'll find them. There are a couple of them.
That's hilarious.
And my son actually has a friend who did this. He hates his boss or something, so he just sent him a big old pile of gorilla poop. I think it's
how
funny.
Much is that?
I'm a little curious myself.
Yeah. Do they have a bulk discount?
Yeah.
But if you work at a zoo, you got to wonder why gorilla poop. But then I got to think about it. I thought that's perfect because elephants. Too big, and then I don't know. There's just something.
All the deer and antelope stuff is little pellets. That's
yeah,
no
that's
fun.
Not effective. Gorilla poop. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Woman in her late 40s, and you're not there yet. You're in your mid 40s, Holly, so you can't relate to this story. She's in her late 40s, and she checks out various kinds of plastic surgery. She really wants some wrinkles and loose skin removed from her face and her neck, and she keeps telling the surgeon how afraid she is of the knife, and she says, you know, I really want this, but I, and he said, well, there's a new experimental procedure, and with a little bit of paperwork, I can get you approved for it. It's called the knob. And she said, well, what is that exactly? He said, well, we implant a little knob on top of your head. And because you're a woman, you can cover it with an updo or a, what they call a bun, when you put on top, you can have a hair that will cover. It's a small knob, like a miniature doorknob. And what we've done is when we finish the procedure, we attach your skin from your scalp to the knob. And when you twist the knob slightly, it tightens the skin. She says, I want that. That sounds perfect. So she has the procedure done. And from time to time, she checks in with the doctor. He says, how's the knob working out? She says, Doc, this is fantastic. It's working out great. I look great. When I start to have a little sagging skin or a little wrinkle, I just give it a little and too tight again. I love the knob. A few more years go by, and she's been on vacation. And she gets back home, and she calls the doctor's office in a panic. And the nurse says, well, the doctor's quite busy. She says, no, I have to talk. This is so important. I have to talk to him. It's an emergency. He jumps on the phone. He says, Martha, what's the problem? She says, Doc, I don't know. Maybe I overdid the knob. I don't know. I went away on vacation. I'm with some younger people, and maybe I cranked it a few too many times. He said, what's the problem? What are you talking about? She says, all of a sudden, I've got these huge bags under my eyes. And he says, and you've been using the knob a lot. She says, a lot. He said, Martha, those, I'm guessing those aren't bags. I think those are probably your breasts up under your eyes. She says, ah, that explains the goatee.
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy out there, Dan. If you're traveling eastbound on 64, you're going to hit stop-and-go traffic from Clarkson up to 270. It's also slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, it starts at Compton, goes through Clayton Skinker, heavy from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center, and then Clarkson to Boone's Crossing. Really not that bad out towards the Boone Bridge, but once you get to 94, you've got about a stretch west of Highway K before it finally opens up. Southbound 170, stop-and-go Olive to 64. Southbound 270 is south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, still a few little slow pockets past the airport, and then from 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. Looks like we're also slowing a little west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Westbound 44, just a little heavy. Call it sluggish now between Mraz and 141. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. When rain hits your car should hit back. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. Get every pass.
Frank went over the middle. Puck by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hey, Jim Huer here, and I want to tell you that nothing says summer in America more than baseball. Come out and see the Stars of Tomorrow play today in the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Association Youth All-Star Games on Sunday, August 4th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can see Senior Division Under-18 All-Star Games Monday, August the 5th, at 6 p.m. All games will be hosted at T.R. Hughes Ballpark in O'Fallon, Missouri. For more information and schedules, visit slaba.net.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Hi, San Luis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Let's check in with Mike Evans in Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price. I had a nice chat with Thompson Price this morning. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. Remember this, if the word price is not in the name of the kitchen and bath company that you're thinking of dealing with, you're with somebody else. Not the people that help make this show possible. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, and here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
In fact, one of the reasons Mike doesn't have his kitchen redone is he feels guilty doing it with somebody else, even though he's way out in California. That's how,
and he won't come out here.
How dedicated he is.
Dedication.
Dedication, buddy. What's going on?
Pop quiz question, Celine Dion.
Yeah, really?
Elton John.
She's cute, too.
Britney Spears. They've all cut long-term deals in Las Vegas. Name the name of the comedian trying to get the same kind of long-term Vegas deal. Howie Mandel, Jay Leno, Robin Williams. Answer in just a minute. I told you when this Aaron Hernandez story broke that it was going to get very, very ugly. There's a lot of stuff to come. Now the Miami source is making it public that Hernandez will be charged with other shootings. They say that he may be accused of shooting as many as 7, 8, or 9 people since he was a senior in high school.
Wow.
Man.
What is he, a hitman or something? Yeah. Surprised he had time to play football. Love Nuggets, Jennifer Aniston, says that she's already feels married, but she's really pushing Justin Theroux to close the deal, but he has delayed the wedding now 3 times.
Well, he's gay.
Man, well, there must be something with the Jennifer.
Peon always says,
man,
yeah, Peon says the same
pushy,
thing.
She's bossy.
She's got some issues.
She's needy.
She's needy. There you go.
Very. TV review. The new Michael J. Fox sitcom coming this fall to NBC TV. It's fabulous. Fox's Parkinson's disease takes center stage when it forces him to quit his anchor TV job. The side effects of the disease is constant on the show, even a point of humor. The show is touching, compelling, and very funny. Michael J. Fox sitcom, 3 stars.
All right.
Setting the record straight. What's the sheep dip that Johnny Depp is feeding the BBC that he plans to retire soon? Well, that's just bullshoy. Johnny Depp has no fewer than 20 films that he has signed and committed to over the next several years, including another Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He also will do a biopic and play Don Quixote, another biopic playing Paul Revere, and another biopic playing Los Angeles serial killer The Night Stalker. Those are just a few of the movies that he's already signed to do, and there's a lot more, including the Thin Man television show that he's going to make into a movie. Odds and ends, a lot of astrologists have been flocking to England making all kinds of predictions about the future future. The problem is the baby mama, Kate Middleton, doesn't believe in astrology. She calls it evil. She doesn't want anything to do with it. Latest celebrity to come out publicly for legalization of marijuana, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. What's up with her hair?
Not as surprising as police found drugs on Justin Bieber's tour bus up in Canada.
But there's a shocker.
There's a shocker for you. Prediction. I think Alex Rodriguez could very well be banned for life for baseball. And there is a report floating around that A-Rod tried to bribe people to steal evidence that baseball has against them and then destroy the evidence, which should be worse than even the drugs.
And I don't think many people would doubt that that happened.
I don't doubt it at all. This is going to happen here by the end of the week or the first part of next week.
All right.
And finally.
You're seldom wrong.
Finally. 8-1 comes to an end.
Well, Holly, dry those tears.
Holly, you okay?
That answers.
You be brave, girlfriend. You be brave.
Sniffing.
Yourself.
There's your answer.
I mean. Anyway.
No.
No. Oh, Celine Dion, Cher, Elton John, Britney Spears all have long-term deals in Vegas. Name the name of the comedian that's trying to get the same kind of long-term deal. Is it Howie Mandel, Jay Leno, or Robin Williams?
Well, before we give our answers, I spoke this morning briefly with Jay Leno.
Oh, you're kidding.
And this doesn't
Why didn't you record it, Franco?
Well, I did. This doesn't necessarily give away the answer, but Jay did say that for some time he had thought over the years of performing in Vegas. Here's a little of what he said.
Yeah, there was the drive from L.A. It's not so bad to Vegas. Take some of my cars over there.
Wow. Can you hear that on Zipper Zapper?
No, Paul Brown will have it tomorrow.
Paul Brown, okay.
No.
I think Todd will have that.
Scott St. James.
That's right. Yeah. Todd Wallace will also have it on his
Mike, they don't know. They don't know who that is.
Too
inside. Dan, who is it?
I want to say Leno, but I'm going to go with Howie Mandel.
I want to say me.
Jay Leno, what do you think, Holly?
I'm going with Howie Mandel.
I think Robin Williams is too busy with this new TV thing. I'm going to go Howie Mandel also.
The answer is Howie Mandel.
Yeah!
Hey. I got it, sir!
Now, who missed it?
I missed it. I said Jay Leno.
Just so you could do your Jay Leno?
Yeah, exactly. I did, really.
We'll give you a pass because it was pretty good. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, here's a great opportunity from First Community Credit Union. As you may know, this weekend is the sales tax-free weekend for back-to-school shopping. Special offer from First Community Credit Union. If you use, and anyone who uses their First Community Credit card on their...
Oh, boy.
I believe somebody cleared her throat right in the middle
of
a paid advertisement.
Could hear that?
Yes, we could hear it.
Anybody point out?
I don't believe
the
audience heard you say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody pointed out what?
The button spanking over there? No, we didn't point out the button.
Let me read you from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon handbook, our manual, where it specifically says, should there be a guest in the studio during the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and at any time that guest interrupts a commercial for one of the advertisers that actually makes the show possible, that person is to be punished severely after the show is over, unless that person, be it female, happens to be showing cleavage. Oh, okay.
Oh.
You're okay.
You need to do button technique after the show's over. If only there you find something that simulates a button.
I'll work on that.
Oh.
So that she'll know how to...
Can't think of any.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you use your First Community Credit Card, First Community Credit Union credit card, you'll pay only 1.99% on your purchases this weekend. That is August 2nd through the 4th, which is this coming weekend. And it coincides, too, with the new outlet mall across from their headquarters, the Taubman Prestige Outlets. And that mall is scheduled to open this coming weekend as well. And First Community Credit Union has 4 ATMs there. They are the ATM partner of the Taubman Prestige Outlet. So if you don't have a First Community Credit card, get one. First Community Credit Union. It's real easy to do, and go out and knock yourself out and buy what you need this weekend and pay only 1.99% on those purchases. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
And it's time to get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, both of us being former instructors, you did tell Holly that if she's going to sit in on radio, she's got to get skin as thick as elephant skin, right?
I did, and I actually gave her some pointers before the show, too.
And you warned her about
technique.
The...
Oh, okay. You worried about, did you warn her about the punishment room and everything else that goes on there?
The spanking room. Quite frankly, Tim, I think she does this deliberately to go to the spanking room.
Right.
That's what I think.
Keep racking up the hours.
Oh, my goodness. She's got 8 visits already.
Well, that's who you that's who you want there, then.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. As far as traffic goes, we've been pretty good. Not any. We've had one accident, a minor accident. They moved it off to the right shoulder coming eastbound on 64 between Timberlake Manor and 141. So you've got some slow stretches between Clarkson and Mason. Now on westbound 64, you're still looking slow from Compton, Grand, all the way out through Hampton, McCausland, that area. Then you're slow again 270 out to Maryville Center from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. A couple little slow areas there. Southbound 270, you're slow now south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 170, you're heavy between 70 and between 70 and 270. Eastbound 270, slowing east of McDonald now through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. When rain hits your car should hit back. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for a quickie without any consequences, it's Steve Cochran and the Morning Quickie, weekdays at 10. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success, the best products, plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 5 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
And we're going to give Holly one more chance tomorrow, maybe even another chance Thursday. We'll see how that goes. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks to those of you who are going on the trip with us, and those who haven't, get on at Facebook page. It's all there. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. It's 6